and welcome to the Brooklyn Conversation here at Radio Free Brooklyn. My name is Erin. I am your host, hosting a special series on the show called The Adventure Soundboard. Thank you guys for being here today. In case you don't know, The Adventure Soundboard is a special series where I play a number of different role-playing games with friends and guests. This time, we are continuing with my two lovely high school friends, Kelly and Katrina. In the last year, were playing a lot of a game called The Wolves of Welton, a Dungeons and Dragons game from 5th edition, where the idea is that they play characters and roll dice and hope that everything goes well, essentially. And to give you guys a bit of an idea of what we've been up to, what the playthrough is, I made a bit of a previously on for you guys to listen to before we dive into the action. We've got a lot to go through in less than an hour's time now, so hopefully we can get all of that set up. Let's see if we can get this on board here. Okay, well, something just happened. And okay. We're trying to pull it up now. It's not working. Okay. We're going to do this another way. So if my friends will be kind enough as to not talk for a minute, I'm going to pull it up on my other laptop that I have sitting here. Because that would be probably easier than what I'm doing right now. So just hold on one more minute, because I'm just pulling this up here. La-di-da. And
hello, this is Katrina playing Sheila the Halfling.
Let's see if we can get this a little bit louder for y'all. Okay. Here we go. Previously on.
Hello, this is Katrina playing Sheila the Halfling.
This is Kelly playing Florian the Half-Elf Rogue.
Welton, a small village, is offering an 800 gold piece reward to anyone who can wipe out a pack of wolves.
Heck yes.
The priestly man, Father Merrickson, kind of walks up and goes, you're here for the reward. Thank you very much for coming to help us out. You have no idea how long this has been happening. And also kind of mentions that he used to have a brother, a sorcerer named Alexei. He went missing around the time the attacks began.
Oh boy.
He used to, protect the village, so they're not really sure where he went. You were asking about the wolves. I don't know for sure, but maybe they were. Maybe they were talking. Maybe they were arguing over whether they should eat me.
I think there might be some magic/witchy business going on with these wolves. There's more to the story here.
Is there anything you have that we might be able to use as bait?
We'll take like an older, like a lame, limping sheep or something.
Yeah, I mean, he doesn't give you the cream of his crop, but he doesn't seem, or like his favorite or whatever. He kind of just picks one of the older sheep who,
Hello, this is Katrina playing Sheila the Halfling.
Lived a good long life. No sheep were actually harmed in the making of this radio show. You wait a little while, and you see a couple of wolves come by that Sheila detected earlier. You hear one of the wolves say, I really thought I smelled something.
Sheila does like a little mini dance in the tree to not cause attention, a silent mini dance to Flora and be like, I told you.
The wolves kind of like look at you and go, humans! And then they like run up to start attacking you guys. So the wolf has come back and it's brought four friends, two of which seem to be larger and more aggressive than the others. Now it's the sheep's turn. Let's see if it keeps its cool. It does.
I still love every time.
It still is keeping its cool somehow. It's hanging in there.
Best sheep.
The other large wolf that hasn't gone yet instead just takes one step forward and says, Stop. This isn't helping either party.
And can I also yell at them like, yeah, stop?
The two large wolves, you will notice, which seem to be kind of the alpha pair, are approaching. The one who spoke seems to have this kind of like almost like electric energy. Like it's kind of like his fur is like kind of a lighter bluish gray. And you can like almost see like it looks like there's a lot of like energy like crackling off of him. And the other wolf, the other large one, has kind of like a more reddish tone to its fur. He kind of looks up and goes, "Call me Bolt. We came across a man, and we, of course, were protecting our area. We attacked him. Then there was a flash of light. The Lightbringer was gone when we woke. Suddenly, we knew the cause of a better life. We knew that we didn't have to live in the dirt. We didn't have to fight each other for scraps. We knew that we could and deserved better." Flame growls again, and she says, "Do you think it's easy being a predator, being something that people despise? We have been hunted. We have been killed. Our pups have died. We deserve better in this world. And if they won't be given to us, we will take it. We deserve to take it."
So are you wanting to work out some sort of agreement between the townspeople?
"We didn't ask for this intelligence, but now that we know what we know, we can't go back to living the way we did off of the scraps that the humans can't deign to hunt. We need an arrangement."
As friendly as those folk were, what I know of small towns is that they trust themselves and not many other people.
"You want us to go with you into the town?" Flame, she jumps up and says, "We will not cater to those humans as long as I am alive." And she jumps out and goes to attack you. The sheep.
Our poor sheep.
Rolls a 4. That sheep is running away. And there you have it, everybody. Thank you for hanging in there with everything that has been going on. Sorry that we had a bit of technical difficulties there pulling it up, but looks like we had some levels that we had to be adjusted in the studio, but that is all set now. And now let us introduce and pull up Kelly and Katrina. Guys, come on in. Hello.
Hello, this is Katrina playing Sheila. Happy to be back.
Yeah, absolutely. This is Kelly, or KB, and I am playing Florian the half-elf.
Wonderful. Thank you guys for coming back in. And now let's dive back in, see if we can cover everything that we need to do here. So, as y'all know, the wolves were, so you have Flame who's attacking, and you also have another wolf who is attacking with her. Bolt, the one who has agreed to go and meet to set up this arrangement, is kind of hanging back and trying to persuade everyone to stop, you know, fighting. And in doing that, they have, you know, so there are some people hanging back, some wolves that are attacking, and they've just attacked you guys. Now it is Sheila's turn. Sheila, what would you like to do?
Well, as Flame just tried to take a big old bite out of me, and I'm a little person, I feel very threatened and would like to attack back, as I don't feel that she is open to any more reasoning, and therefore I would like to use Thunder Wave.
Okay. How do you go ahead and use Thunder Wave?
So I roll, correct?
I mean, what do the rules say? I believe so, but
yes, I believe that I roll. I rolled a 17. It's instantaneous, the duration of it, and it requires that. So each creature in a 15 cube originating from me has to make a constitution saving throw.
Okay, so
that's going to hit all of us.
15.
Yeah, so there's a chance it's going to hit Florian as well. So Florian, you also have to make a constitution saving throw. What's the DC on that?
D20?
Yeah, roll a D20, add your constitution saving throw modifier.
And it has a 3D8 damage if it hits.
Okay. What's the DC?
Apologies, I don't know what the DC is.
That's your, so 10 plus your spellcasting modifier.
So spellcasting modifier is like, yeah, if you are, like for me as a wizard, it's intelligence. I think
Here,
yours
I'm pulling
was something
it up.
Different, but I don't remember what.
Do, do, do.
Also, I rolled a 16 for Constitution.
Okay. If you, so she's playing, I think yours, pretty sure it's Wisdom. So your DC is 11. That doesn't seem right. I think it's 13.
13.
Yeah, so it's 13. So sounds like Florian saved. Let me roll for the other wolf. Yeah, both of them failed. So the two wolves get hit. And the other wolves, Bolt and the other one that is hanging back, are far enough away that they don't get hit by this. So roll that damage for both of the wolves, please.
Out of curiosity, am I, like, does this pass right over me? I'm also prone, if I remember. So, like, does this pass over me? Do I take half damage?
Well, it's a Constitution saving throw.
Okay.
So I imagine it's not, like, dexterity. It's not like you have to, like, try to, like, parkour your way out. It seems like it's just kind of like a resisting it thing.
Right. Gotcha.
So 13 and 16.
Sorry?
You said for me to roll for the wolf?
No. You needed to roll damage. Okay. You said it was 3d8, right?
D8.
Yes.
Apologies.
No worries.
So I rolled a 5 and a 4.
Okay, so 9 points of damage total. 9 points of damage total to each of them. Let me do that math really quick. So one of the wolves is looking pretty bad. Not flame, but the other one is kind of shaking a little bit. Like, you see, like, a bit of blood coming from its, like, joints. It seems like you really did some damage with that attack. Flame is, like, shaking it off and is, like, just looking angry. Unsurprisingly so. I can do this math. Can I do this math?
And they got pushed back with Thunderwave?
Did they get pushed back?
By 10 feet.
All right, so they also get pushed back by 10 feet, so they are not direct, like, right on top of you. Florian, it is your turn.
Okay, so my memory is that last time I was knocked prone by the wolf...
Yes, you were bitten, and then you failed your strength saving throw, and then you were knocked over.
Okay, so it takes all of my movement to get up, or half movement?
Half of your movement. I was wrong before. It's half of your movement to get up.
I just wanted to clarify, because I was like, can I do anything other than stand up?
No, no, you can get up.
Try and throw a dagger from the ground. So I can get to the wolf that was just pushed 10 feet back.
Yes.
Okay. My movement is 30, by the way.
Oh, yeah. So yeah. So you're totally fine. So, like, half is 15. You have 15 feet left of movement.
Oof. Okay. I think what I'm going to do is, I'm not super strong. I really want to try and sort of, like, grapple the wolf, basically. Like, I want to pin him down, like, dagger to the throat kind of a thing, but not actually hurt him yet. Like, just, like sort of in a threatening way to Flame. Like, we can keep killing, like, all of your pack, but we, you know...
So you want to try to grapple him to the ground. That would be a strength check.
Right.
So it would be a contest. Like, you could do it. It would be a contest between you and the wolf to see, like, if you can jump on top of Flame and keep her down.
Right. Oh, not on Flame. I'm talking about the other wolf that attacked me.
The one who's shaking and bleeding and almost dead. Yes.
Yes. So I want to try and grab him and, like, put a dagger to his throat.
Okay. So roll a strength. Just roll a straight strength check. So roll a...
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Ooh.
Okay, that was a 15 for me.
Oh, I got a natural 20.
Oh, damn it.
I'm so sorry. Yeah, you go in for the wolf, but just as you're diving in there, the wolf, like, kind of, like, minute, like, musters up its strength and, like, uses its front paws to, like, almost weirdly, kind of like a human, like, kick you away, like, kind of push away, like, that sort of thing. And so you just, like, you can't get your hands on it.
I was really hoping that noise you made meant you rolled, like, a 3. I was so wrong.
wrong.
No, it was a natural 20.
In that case, I'm just going to shout at it, like, we don't have to fight.
Okay. You say that. It doesn't sound like they're listening to you. Yeah. I'm not too worried about the length of the thing. As long as it's one sentence, you can say that. All right, now we are back to the wolves. Bolt, who technically is still in combat, is going to try to actually grapple down Flame, because he wants Flame to stop. So I'm going to roll a strength check against both of them. Let's see here. That's Bolt.
Contest yourself.
playing by myself. Yeah, yeah. Okay, so Bolt rolled 14. And okay, Flame got a 13. Ooh, damn. So Bolt has Flame by the scruff of, like, the back of her neck, and is, like, trying to hold her down, like, trying to force her to stop, essentially. He's not, like, actively hurting her. He's just trying to stop her. Flame, in response, is going to turn around and try to attack and try to shake Bolt off. So it's another strength check. Here we go. Right. So for Flame, that was a 14. And for Bolt, that was an 8. So Flame shakes him off and she goes to attack, and she opens her mouth, and this fiery, like this flame, like, she opens her mouth and you see this red start gargling up, and she exhales this flame in a 15-foot cone, which actually hits both of you guys as well. So you're going to make a DC 13 dexterity saving throw. So roll a dexterity saving throw for me and tell me what you get.
Ooh.
A dexterity saving throw, which would be on which die?
That would be a D20. And then you add your dexterity modifier.
So I rolled a 20, not a natural 20, but like plus cool. Modifier 20.
All right, you pass.
All right, I rolled a 15.
You also
plus
pass.
My dexterity is plus 2 is 17. Okay.
Great. You guys
are ready for this.
Bolt does not. So let's see how much damage. Let's see. That's a 1. All right. 3 points of damage to Bolt and like 1 to both of you guys. So both of you take 1 point of damage from that attack, and Bolt takes 3. I should now write down.
Where do I have an eraser? Oh, God.
we're professionals here, guys. So that kind of happens. The other wolf, the one who's kind of shaking, is going to go back in and attack you, Florian.
Bring it. I'm like, Florian's pissed now.
He's going to attack. That is going to be a 13 to hit. What's your AC?
That is my armor class.
All right, so it just hits.
Okay.
And it's going to be 2d4. That's 7. So 7 points of damage to you.
Oh, shit.
And I need you to make a strength saving throw again.
Right. So also, just to let you know, I'm below half points.
Okay.
At this point. Is that a 6 or a 9? That is a 6.
Okay, either...
So sorry. Also, it's a 7. I still fail.
Okay, yeah, so you're knocked prone again.
I'm done with, like, Florian is just, like, steaming now. He's been knocked over so many times.
Got bad luck. Wolves are big. And that's the end of their turn. Sheila, your turn. You currently see Florian on the ground, a bleeding wolf kind of like slobbering all over your friend. Flame and Bolt are kind of like attacking each other a little bit.
You said Bolt and Flame are still attacking each other?
Yeah, they're fighting.
Am I still allowed to use hold person on a wolf? You're like, no.
At this no, point... Probably not. Plus, I feel like you used the last time, and how many of those did you really prepare for the day? Like, you do technically have spell slots.
So, because we had a short rest or whatever, I don't know if that resets.
It does not.
That doesn't reset a day. Mm-mm. Okay.
You have to do like a long rest, like an 8-hour sleep, in order to get your spell things back, your spell slots.
That I'm pretty low on my attack spells. Like I can try to take out the wolf that is on Florian, because I feel like trying to cure Florian at this moment is not.
No, like, it's probably
the wolf is, yeah.
Like I think I can probably handle myself since the wolf is pretty shaken up. Like, not that I'm doing super well.
But I feel like so whether I flame or the wolf that's on Florian.
Those are your two options at the moment.
Those are my options.
Only you can prevent wolf attacks.
Oh boy. So my only other attack that I haven't really used yet is produce flame and trying to throw flame at a wolf named Flame. And don't know how useful that is.
I mean, it's still fire, you know, the wolf is still an organic thing. You know, it's possible that it will damage it.
Well, then, Sheila,
the wolf's on fire.
Well, you know, then I'm just going to say that, like, Sheila's going to be like, here's a taste of your own medicine, and throw produce flame at them. And it's a 30-foot range, so I can hurl the flame at a creature within 30 feet.
Okay.
And the target takes a 1d8 fire damage. And so I roll to see, like, or is this is a cantrip, so I can just.
Okay.
That's my action.
Okay. So is there any like saving roll? Do you have to roll to attack?
The flame, you can also attack the flame when it casts a spell or a special.
My guess would be it's roll to attack.
It doesn't say, but I.
Okay, yeah, so you're probably going to roll and then add your spell casting modifier.
Okay, so
add your 16 wisdom.
16 altogether.
That's a 16? Yeah, so let me double check. Which one are you attacking?
Flame.
Flame. Yep, that definitely hits. Roll the damage,
which is the 8. 7.
7 points of damage?
Yes.
Okay. You shoot some fire at Flame, and it does seem to do some damage to her. She kind of, like, hisses and turns around and looks at you.
Of course. Hello.
Yeah, hello.
I just smile at Flame.
All right, Florian, your turn.
Okay, so I'm on the ground. This wolf is over me, right?
Yes.
Okay, so I've got two daggers. I want to take both of those and try and just, like, jam them into the, like, shoulder neck region of this wolf over it. Just like, fucking,
All right, great. So with one of them, go ahead and roll your attack. Add your strength modifier and your proficiency bonus.
And my proficiency bonus. So that's a 14?
Yeah, that'll hit.
Okay. Since I'm using two arrows, they're each 1d4, so I'm going to roll that twice.
If you're doing two, you have to roll each dagger separately.
Oh, gotcha.
So this
gotcha.
Is for the
okay,
first attack.
You.
Your first attack hits. Yes. For the second attack, you don't add your strength.
Second attack with a natural 20.
And a natural 20. Oh my god. that's amazing. Uh-huh. Okay, so now you have to double those dice. So now you're rolling. I mean, you're essentially rolling three times.
Okay.
For damage.
So the first one's a 1.
Okay.
And the second was a 2. So is it like, that's it, since that was the second roll, is that the one that's doubled, or should I roll it again?
No. So you roll the dice, so you doubled the dice, so it's more dice that you roll.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So you have another dice to roll.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, that last one was a 4.
Okay. You sink your knives into, like, the shoulders of this wolf, and it just whimpers and falls and collapses on top of you, and it's dead. You got a dead wolf on you.
This is like the Lord of the Rings scene where that, like, wolf thing collapses on Gimli. You know what I'm talking about? He's like, this was a mistake.
Amazing.
Yeah, and I'm not that strong to lift that off of you. I'm sorry. So...
That's all right. I'm okay with this.
Yeah. In any case, the wolf is dead. And now it is back.
Bloody anxiety blanket.
Now it is back to Bolt's turn. He is going to try to reason again. He's going to try to say, essentially, like, our people are falling because of this. Flame, stop this now. And Flame kind of looks over and goes, you don't know what what's necessary. And she turns around and goes to attack Sheila. Let's see.
Let's do it.
Does she... Right. She is going to give you a bite. I'm going to roll to attack. That is going to be...
She's going to give you a little bite.
Just a small one. That's a 15 to hit.
My armor class is 15.
All right, so that hits. Let's roll damage. That's 12 points of damage.
Okay. 12 points of piercing damage. So I have 5 left.
So you have 5 left. And do a strength saving throw for me, please.
And strength is going to be a 20. Yeah. Okay, so that was 9 with my...
All right, you are also knocked prone.
And knocked prone just means on the ground?
Yes, you are on the ground.
Okay, great.
You are lying down.
Great.
Okay, that is Flame's turn. Sheila, you're up.
So I'm on the ground.
Yes.
And Flame is very close to me or on top of me?
She is within 5 feet of you. She's not on top of you.
Okay. I would like to throw a dagger at one of her eyes.
You're within attack range, so you don't have to throw it. You can just if you want to.
Okay, sure. I'd like to try to dagger at her face.
Okay.
So I use my, is it dexterity or strength? Or?
Strength. Strength and add your proficiency bonus since you can use daggers.
Great. So that's a 14. And my dagger has a +4 attack bonus. Does that help me? No?
Doesn't matter because you hit. 14 was her armor class. So go ahead and roll damage.
Which is D8. Okay, that was 4.
Okay, 4 points of damage. Yep, you stab Flame in the face. She doesn't like it.
She doesn't like it, so that means she's still around. All right, Flame.
Well, she's not looking great. She's definitely been harassed a lot. She's not feeling it at all. But she is still standing. She's still attacking. Florian, your turn. You're still on the ground.
Yes. So can I just use, like, do I need to now roll a strength check to get up?
Nah, I'll just let you get up. I'll just let you get
up. Okay.
The wolf falling on you was more flavor than anything else.
Oh, it was great. It was great. So yeah. I'm going to, like, wrench this wolf off.
Yeah.
Stand up. And I think I'm actually just going to shout at Flame that it's like, well, I mean, or method. More of your wolves are going to die.
I'm sorry. You kind of cut out a little bit there. All we heard were more of your wolves are going to die.
Gotcha. I'm going to like point at the wolf that's dead on the ground and be like, this is what happens when we follow your way. More of your wolves are going to die.
So you're trying to threaten her?
Yes.
All right, roll an intimidation check.
Okay. Oh, 12.
Yeah, no, she's not listening to you. Sorry.
Well, fine.
Worth a shot. She kind of like shrugs. She's not listening. All right. Bolt, unsure what to do because you technically killed one of his wolves as well, is kind of hanging back, being like, come on, stop it. Come on. It's not helping.
Bolt is useless. I'm so over Bolt.
Listen, he's a pacifist, okay? Flame is going to attack Sheila again.
Oh, shit. I'm sorry. I really should have taken care of this.
That, well, you know, she rolled pretty low. That is going to be...
good.
That's going to be a 12 to hit? Does that hit you?
Yes. Well, I
no, what's your, what is your armor 15, class?
15.
Okay, so she misses. And that's her turn. She, I mean, she's still on top of you, but she goes in for a bite, and you kind of, like, roll out of the way at the last second. I mean, you're still on the ground in front of her, but you kind of miss her bite. You miss her teeth.
Excellent.
Sheila, so it's your turn.
Again.
Yep.
I think I'm just gonna stick with my dagger, and try to go for a kill shot again, at the neck this time.
Okay.
So
roll an attack.
Roll. 13, plus my strength, correct?
Or dexterity, yes.
Apologies.
But plus your strength.
Okay, 14.
And your
14.
Yep, yeah, that counts. That works. Go ahead and roll for damage.
5.
All right, 5 points of damage. Still, I mean, you're injuring him, but she's still on top of you. You know, like she's hurt, but she's not like suffering right now.
Sorry, how many points of damage did she take?
5.
5.
Okay. It's my turn now, right?
Yes, it's your turn.
Okay. So I'm going to take out my rapier instead of the daggers and put those away.
Okay.
And I want to run up. I'm trying to decide if I want to, like, slash at her or just, like, try and drop kick her away from Sheila.
Up to you.
Kill her.
The problem is I'm what? Oh.
Kill her.
No, but it's like... Oh, this is going to cause as many problems as it solves. Yes.
She's okay. Not listening.
I know. I'm going to run up and take a swipe at her with my rapier.
Okay. Roll to attack.
Oh, that was a natural 20.
Ooh, you definitely hit. Okay.
Yeah, buddy.
Okay. Now double those dice. So what's the normal amount of dice that you roll for this attack?
It's 1d8 plus strength or dexterity.
Okay, so now you roll 2d8 plus your strength.
Okay. Where's my 8 dice? That's the one. Okay. Okay, the first one was a 2. Well, I guess, so is that still adding strength or dexterity to it?
Yeah, you still, I mean, you double the dice, sum up the dice, and then add your strength onto it and your proficiency bonus.
Okay, so then that first one would have been a 5.
No.
Second one was a natural 6. So
that's 6 and a
9.
2. That's 8.
Yes.
And then you add your strength and your proficiency bonus.
Okay. So that's just a plus 3. So 13.
So 13 points of damage. That's really good. Yeah, she's definitely feeling it now. You can see blood dripping everywhere. But she's still hanging on.
I'm also going to yell at her, like, you started this.
And she says, and I'm going to finish it. And she goes in to attack again. So she's going in to attack Sheila. Bolt is hanging back. She misses. So she tries to go in, but she's staggering a little bit from the last shots that Florian gave. And she just misses entirely. Sheila.
Excellent. And she's still 5 feet away from me?
I mean, she's still in attack range of you, yes.
Okay.
We could try and knock her out. Bolt is going to be like, I can't believe you killed my buddy! And it's like, Bolt, you useless...
I mean, he did attack once, to be fair, you know.
So is he going to be sad if we can defeat her or not? We don't know. Sheila's just pissed. So, and like, Florian, if she's not dead after this, we can try to knock her out. Mm-hmm. But I'm going to go one more time with my dagger towards her.
Okay.
And that was a 15 plus, so 16.
Yep, that'll hit.
Strength. And mm-hmm. then for damage... 6 And I don't add anything to that, right? My damage throw, because I'm not proficient in anything. In that. And strength.
Just strength, yeah.
Just strength.
So, 6. So, 7.
7 points of damage? Okay. Yep. She's still alive, but she's just barely, so... She's looking extremely rough, but she's still hanging in there. And Florian?
Okay, so I want to try and take the handle end of my rapier and, clock her on the forehead. Yeah, just, all the force I have just to, smack her to ideally, concuss her or, make her unconscious, but not... slaughter her.
Okay. With that intent in mind, roll a strength. Go ahead and attack. Go ahead, see if you hit her.
That's a natural 17.
Yep, that'll hit. Okay. Roll for damage.
Okay, I'm gonna just keep rolling the 1d8.
What do you mean?
I don't know if this is considered melee or because I'm using the sword, I should do the 1d8.
Do the 1d8. Actually, yeah, okay. Do the 1d8. Mm-hmm.
A little bit easier. So that's a 5.
Okay, yeah. So she goes down, but because your intent was to knock her out and not kill her, she just goes down. She's still breathing, but she's unconscious and very, very beat up. So, yeah, you have now defeated her. Bolt finally runs up and looks at her, looks at the wolf, looks at Sheila, very bloody on the grounds as well, not doing so well. And he kind of says, I knew this would happen. I'm not surprised.
Well, that's great, because we have nothing to, assure the villagers now that you won't attack us, or that you won't attack them, considering you just tried to slaughter both of us. So, great, Bold. Glad that you knew this would happen and led us into a goddamn trap.
It's not like I knew that this would happen to you specifically, but whenever wolves and men fight, are together, something is bound to happen. I didn't want it to go down this way. I didn't want this to happen. Flame, he kind of looks at her and sighs. She's always been, she's always wanted what's best only for us, and she's never really thought about the consequences of her actions. I don't condone what she's doing, but I appreciate that you didn't kill her. She just needs to learn.
Yeah, well, that's great. I hope you can help with that. I'm going to start tying Flame up, like with the rope that we have, to just, hog tie her so that she can't, muzzle, front and back paws together so that whenever she wakes up, she can't get away. We have her incapacitated.
Okay.
Agreed.
You do that.
I will help.
Roll a dexterity check with advantage because Sheila's helping.
Okay, good. Oh, I'm so glad it was with advantage. That's way better. Okay, so that's you said dexterity. So that's a 21.
That's a 21? Okay, noted. So you tie her up good and tight. Bolt kind of looks over and says, and what do you have to say for the wolves that you've killed?
Well, I'm going to, wipe some of the blood off of my face, and, kind of, do, shaking it off of my hand. And, I might have thought more about that if they weren't trying to rip my throat out. You may have not realized that, we've only been here a couple days, and every wolf we've killed has been trying to kill us. I don't feel bad about that, and I don't apologize for defending myself.
We were protecting ourselves.
That is totally fine, but so were they. They thought they were protecting their own. I'm not saying that the rest of us want to do that. He kind of looks towards the other wolf who didn't fight, who's kind of sitting down, ears tucked back, looking kind of uncertain. And he kind of looks back to y'all and he says, I'm not saying we all wanted that, but at the same time, fighting is what we do. It's what we're good at, and it's a natural instinct for us.
So then
this is why we need an agreement where the humans in us can not be in the same place. We need boundaries.
I agree with you, but let me ask you, what is it that you want out of this? Because if you can't control the rest of your pack, and they're going to be exactly like Flame and just go after the farmers anyway, then we're back at square one. So you tell me, what is it that you want? Florian, I'm sorry, Florian's like so upset right now.
Yeah, Bolt hears that. And I mean, he says, essentially, I will control the pack. Flame is something else. She can learn. We can talk about her. But I think what would be best for us is we could be in control of the woods and the uninhabited lands to the west. And in return, we can keep the area free of predators and not raid ourselves. If they leave us be, we can leave them be.
Sheila then hops up on top of Flame, who is unconscious, and says, "All right, we think we can make a deal, but it means that Flame needs to be banished, and anyone who has feelings like Flame needs to be gone. And until then, like until that's agreed upon, we cannot make a deal with the town, but once they're gone, we are willing to like set up some sort of arrangement where you can have the woods and they can have the town and there can be peace."
It's going to be difficult to, well, here, make a persuasion check. Yeah.
I was very impressed with that.
Yeah, that was awesome.
All right. So I got 18 plus my persuasion is 18.
Nice. 18? Okay. Yeah. He kind of looks at Flame again and he looks sad. You're not sure how old this wolf is or like where, I mean, obviously he's an alpha of the pack, but you're not sure how long he has been and you're not sure how long this has been going on. You know that he's had this intelligence only for a little while, but it seems like it's already wearing on him. Like you can almost like see that this intelligence is costing him. And he kind of, says, "All right, if that's what we need to do, that's we'll try. We'll make it. We'll do what we can."
All right, Bolt, listen, I appreciate you, and I love that you are trying to make sure that everyone walks out of this okay, but we need better than "I'll try," because "I'll try" is what got us into this situation where Sheila and I are this bloodied and battered. We've got another two wolves killed, actually, since Flame toasted one of them. You have to step up. If you're the alpha of this pack, you're going to have to set the rules.
Okay. All right. He's thinking about it. He says, "Okay." I mean, he says, "Okay, so are you guys going to..." Bolt kind of looks at what's happening and says, "Do you even want us to come to this meeting?
Yeah,
would it not be better for us to never meet again?"
"No, you definitely need to talk to the farmers."
"Yes, we need to bring at least you, Bolt, with us, if not one of your more friendly allies, your other wolves."
"I think we can take the two that are right here, since, you know, that way he'll have another protector. We will promise, since we keep our word, to protect you from the villagers. We'll try and find a neutral space where you guys can talk it out, so we're not just walking you into the heart of town." That would be a bad idea.
He looks over to the other wolf and says, "Okay, we'll come." I think he says, "We need to get Flame back to the rest of our den. We can't leave her here in the woods for the other creatures to find.
I would almost suggest that we find a place not for her in the den while we're working out this arrangement, because I don't want her to go back, wake up, convince the other wolves that, like, y'all need to attack the farmers. And then, again, we're back at square one."
Roll for persuasion. Roll to persuasion.
All right.
Where's...
12.
12. 1 second. He looks over at the other wolf and he says, take care of it. And the wolf goes and picks her up and walks her away.
No, he took my rope with him.
I'll buy you more rope, Florian.
Okay, so it's just you two and Bolt. Are you going?
Yeah.
Into town? Let's go.
Where are you going into town? Are you...
So
I think we'll leave Bolt at the edge of the woods and tell him to wait there so that we can go into town.
I'm going to I'm going to use one of our healing potions. And also, I think I either want to use disguise self or a disguise kit to try and make myself look like both of us less beat up. Because that's not going to go down well if we come in, like, limping and bruised and battered, you know what I mean?
Okay.
Yeah. I can also use cure wounds since I have not yet.
You can cure wounds a little bit. You can try to clean up a little bit.
Yeah. So I'm just gonna do a healing potion real quick. That was 2d4 plus 2 is what I... that's what I have written.
Yeah, that's probably it then. Because I think I told this to you a while ago. Yeah, 2d4
plus
2.
You're taking the healing potion?
So we have two healing potions and one greater healing potion. I'm going to take one of the healing potions.
Okay, because I was going to just cure you and then I would take healing potion, but either way.
I mean,
Sheila, you can also heal yourself. You can heal yourself.
Yeah.
Well, it just says a creature you touch, so I can touch myself, I guess.
You can. You can put your hand over your heart or anywhere else if you desperately want to.
Okay, and also, like, as we're walking back, I'm proficient in disguise kit, so I'm gonna try and, like, cover up some of the bruises and stuff that, like, can't obviously immediately, isn't gonna just magically go away by drinking a healing potion.
Okay, roll a performance check.
Oh, okay.
Oh, no.
Okay, that's a 4.
Okay.
It's really bad.
Got it. Chlorine, you're looking. You try to get the stain. You've cleaned off maybe, like, you're trying to get the stains out of your clothes, but it's in there that, like, viscous blood is, like, stuck in your clothing right now. You got a lot of stains on you.
Okay. It's okay. I can spin this.
Sheila, you just walking in?
I've also been cleaning myself up a bit to the best of my ability, but I'm not trying to use anything special to do so.
Okay. All right. So you guys look like you've, like, been in a scuffle. You know, maybe it doesn't look like you've been just having a happy little jaunt through the woods. It looks like you've gotten into some trouble. But, you know, that's how it goes sometimes.
So I want to yell for Father Merrickson. Definitely to, like, get his attention, because I think he's going to be the best person to try and convince of this.
Okay, as a reminder, the woods were a little bit further away from Welton itself. You walked past Corell's farm up to the forest and then to come back.
Can we pick up Corell on the way?
Up what along the way?
Corell. Is Bolt coming with you, or Bolt. Is Bolt hanging out?
I wanted to leave him out there, we can bring him in. I just liked the idea of, like, him hiding behind the woods and us bringing people to them and having this middle meeting ground. But if it's easier to take Bolt with us, then that's fine.
It's up to y'all.
Well, I'm wondering, could Corell's farm grounds be the meeting place, basically? You know, where it's, like, it's on the edge of the woods, it's on the edge of the town. You know, we'll bring Bolt to, like, wait there. He can show his good faith by not attacking any of the sheep there.
Sure. As long as he's, like, hiding under something, you know, near the farm or whatever.
Can we hide him in the barn?
I mean, sure. You can go and ask Corell. Are you going?
Let's go.
Yes.
All right.
So I think we don't want to tell him about Bolt. I think it's like, hey, we need to gather you and some of the town leaders to come back to your farm for a meeting. Really important, really urgent.
Corell kind of... All right, make a persuasion check.
Okay. Sheila, you want to help me?
Sure.
Oh, that's a good
Sheila, how are you helping? Oh, well, Florian got a natural 20. Coral sees the blood, sees the you've kind of put this on this like concerned face, and Coral says, yes, of course I'll go. I'll get everyone. Please come into town. We'll gather everyone at the inn again.
We need them to come here. We're going to use your land as a meeting place because we need to be closer to the woods.
A meeting place? What do you mean? What happened?
We'll tell you when everyone gets here.
All right. With the natural 20 persuasion check. Yeah, he says okay.
I can cough a little bit of blood, like, oh, it's so urgent.
he runs off. He says he's going to get a medic as well. and he goes to grab the rest of the council, which is, as a reminder, in the last couple of minutes before we are going to get kicked off the air again, So the rest of the council is Tilius, a halfling, kind of cranky person, Father Merrickson.
I'm not excited about him.
Yep, Father Merrickson, human male. And then Corel, obviously one of them. And then there were two others, a human female and a halfling female as well, who you did not get to know, but were part of the group as well. And they all come on out. Looks like they brought some sort of, like, medic with them as well, some sort of other clergyman who can do like cleric magic to do some healing for you guys as well. And while the rest of the council is going to be questioning you about what happens, you also get healed by this cleric, and I'm going to say that you can get yourself to full hit points and clean up that way, because they are taking care of you. But yeah, is there any one thing you would like to leave us off with? Something that you say to the council before we go off air?
I may want to preemptively cast Charm Person on Tilius.
How long does Charm Person last? Why don't you check that for me?
It lasts an hour.
It lasts an hour?
Let me double check
it
that.
It does. It does last an hour.
It lasts an hour?
Verified.
Okay. Go ahead and try to charm person on Tilius.
Okay. Hang on. Oh, God, I can't find the friggin'.
What do you need? I have it in front of me.
I think she just needs to know what to roll.
Is it just my spell DC?
No, I think it's a resistance thing on my part, so I need to know what to roll.
Okay. I roll. Oh, what you need to roll.
Yes.
Wisdom saving throw.
A wisdom saving throw? Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, that's a six. So, yeah. Tilius, as he's coming up, you know, you see him kind of go, wow, this is going to be good. And then as he gets closer, you kind of do a little thing and you charm him. And he goes, welcome back. What's going on? What is this? and as he's looking at you with a kind of glazed kindness in his eyes, that's where we're going to leave it. Thank you guys so much. Hopefully we're going to pick this up again in next week. So stay tuned. And again, this is Radio Free Brooklyn. Happy Sunday, everybody. Sunday, everybody. Sunday, everybody.